Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. As we transform from the inside out our thoughts, our feelings, our actions, and our words, so does the world, our immediate world, and the greater world, across the U.S. economy, across all nations of the world. It starts with each of us by opening ourselves to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. We hold the key to transforming consciousness under grace, especially on this first day of this new year, January 1st, 2010. I welcome you to this call. I'm grateful for your presence and your energy to be part of the solution for each of us, for all of us. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 110. Honor your higher self. Embrace your feelings. Embrace your personal power. Honor your higher self. Embrace your feelings. Embrace your personal power. When I saw this message today, I felt, isn't this, of all messages, perhaps the most powerful to guide us through this new year, to honor our higher self, to hold in high regard, to respect and follow our higher self. You know, our God self, our soul self, our heart self, that inner voice that knows exactly our every right step and action, far before we do. This part of us who's part of universal consciousness, who knows everything has come before us, everything that we are facing and part of right now, and all that is possible in the near and distant future. That part of us who sees and knows so clearly what our mental mind cannot begin to perceive. It sees, it knows absolute truth. The truth that makes us feel whole when we follow it. That truth that knows far beyond human, mental, personality, egotistical consciousness. The part of us that's not caught up in right and wrong, good and bad, but simply it is. This is the way. This is our higher self. This is what we're asked to be aware of and to embrace, to honor. Consider on this day that people make New Year's resolutions to simply hold the intention all year long to raise your awareness of that sweet, gentle, swift voice going through you, communicating with you, to honor this voice. Just do that. Honor this voice. If you do nothing else, honor this voice. Respect it. To respect it is to adhere to it, to know it is right. Hold it in high regard. To honor it is to listen and to follow. It's not enough to just hear the voice. It's following the voice, we're told, embrace your feelings, embrace your personal power. Embrace literally means an arm. So it's if your arms and the arms of your inner voice come together, clasp together, have this wonderful hug, lovingly hug each other. It also means to accept readily. You don't question and second guess and hesitate. That's a mind thing. It's not your heart action. To embrace is to take up. Wholly, to be in integrity is to be whole, W-H-O-L-E. To be without holes, H-O-L-E. Those doubts, hesitation, second guessing, confusion, this inner tug of war, that's a mental thing. That is not from your heart self. That is not from your higher self. That is not your angels speaking to you, through you. That's a mind game. Your higher self communicates not only in words, it also communicates in feelings. Be aware of the physical sensations. Sometimes when it's absolutely the right thing and we know it is, it's like our body lights up. I call it like a Christmas tree. Get all those pins and needles, like a million lights flashing on. And I take that as a yes sign. Thumbs up. Do it. And do it now. And sometimes, wherever you hold pain, it will show up. It could be a lower back pain or a neck pain, and you'll feel this tightness saying, pause. Pause. Come inside. Listen. Become aware of the language of your higher self. Become aware of the various sensations your higher self will send you to influence you how to move. And then do the most reasonable thing you can do. Embrace it. We're told, embrace your feelings. That's honoring your feelings. Embrace them. Take it up. Accept it. Follow it. Know it is right. And then the second part of embracing, embrace your personal power. Because when you honor your higher self, you accept the guidance you are given. You have no choice other than to feel great. You are aligned with your personal power, your individual power, your ability to conduct yourself in a way that honors you and your higher self, your God self, and your whole angelic team who's here for your good. And when you honor your higher self, you also honor all those that matter in your world. You honor the truth of your being. I am a child of God. That is the truth of your being. And I am given everything I need to succeed magnificently in this world. That is the truth of your being. It starts with you embracing those feelings emanating from your higher self. And when you do that, you access the power to be who you were always meant to be, the being who you are, to be able to express your individual, outstanding God self. This aspect that is always right on. This part of you that lives in authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. It's as if when you embrace your feelings, you open this door. Or flip on the switch to this higher power. You feel this energy, this life force, strength flowing through you as if it's electrical power. That's what happens when you honor your higher self. You know what it feels like when you don't. It's like the whole world becomes a shade of gray. Things don't seem to fall into place. There's struggle and doubt, hesitation, and lack and loss. Allow yourself to live in this flow of absolute peace, harmony, and prosperity. To be this vessel of truth that expresses it always, and simply, as a magnet, attracts all good things to you. Opportunities, people, things. It starts with honoring your higher self. You may not always know where it's going to go, because that knowingness is mentally trying to get it. You know, a higher self doesn't always seem to make sense on the rational, logical level. And yet, when you follow it, the right pieces fall in place. Honor your higher self. Starting today, on this new day, on this first day of this new year, and treat it as the first day of your life. Clean slate. However you've acted in the past, whatever decisions you've made before, simply allow them to be. Accept them and move on. Today is a new day. The sun rises up with new sunshine, fresh air, glorious air. God's breath for you to inspire. Honor your higher self. It knows far more than your thinking mind may ever. The key is to honor your higher self. Embrace your feelings. Act on it now. Readily, meaning right now, in the moment. And you'll find your energy growing again. And this time, you have an opportunity to be all you came to this world to be and do it in a humble, glorious manner. Because you know it's you and God doing this. You're not doing it. You're not doing it. You are opening the door, flipping on the switch, to be one with this universal power, energy, life force of God. God is doing it through you. That's the truth. And that's where the humbleness comes in. For you know that all great artists in all backgrounds have known that. Their wisdom, their greatness, their gifts, their accomplishments came through honoring their higher self, embracing lovingly this truth, the feelings, the sensations, the music that came through them, the science that came through them, the direction that came through them. It's that simple. It takes awareness on your part, mindfulness, and a willingness to act urgently, regardless whether it makes logical sense or not. And every day, your true being shines through greater and greater and greater. And you are one with the flow, the electricity of life. You are one with absolute, authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. From the inside out, you create and recreate your world and our world from the inside out. I know we've all been through so many financial and economic things, let's call them, for lack of a more specific word, this past year or so, finding our way back to wholeness. This is the way, dear one. This is the way. This year, starting this first day of this year, this new year, a year of one energy, 10, actually, 2010, three energy, Mother, Father, God, the energy of all your angels are here for you now. This is the year to embrace your higher self lovingly. Total trust and faith. Arm in arm. Hugging. Total acceptance. Mother, Father, God is here for you now. Always will you express God. Will you embrace God? Will you embrace this love, this divine love, reaching out to touch you, communicate with you, guide you under grace now for the life you've always wanted better than you can imagine? A life filled with authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. I invite you to note every feeling you receive, every hunch you get, every gut reaction you sense, every message you hear. Perhaps keep a journal this year. Write them down so you will stay one with these truths, these pearls given to you, and you'll know how often you are gifted. This is part of the path of raising your awareness. Journal it, capture it, act on it. Honor your higher self. Embrace your feelings. Embrace your personal power. This is your personal theme, if you choose, for this year. Forget resolutions. Make this your way of being this year. Honor your higher self. Embrace ever so lovingly your arm reaching out to God's arm, visually speaking, allowing the electricity to flow through you, guide you safely through all things now under grace. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe into your heart center. Long, deep, slow, gentle breaths. Focusing on your heart center. Noticing the color as if it's an ocean of water, healing wellspring of water here for you. And the light. Notice this light as you enter your inner heaven. The cosmos, to be one, the God essence in you now. Notice the light. Gold and white light. Breathe into this light. Breathe in this light of truth, love, peace, harmony, prosperity. This light that's always here, shining for you. Breathe into this light. As you do, see it grow brighter and brighter, wider and wider. Allow it to stretch out across your inner cosmos through every cell and atom of your being, stretching from your core essence, deep the center of your heart, to your fingertips and your toes and the top of your head. Filling you with absolute peace. And now, breathe into this light and see it extend out through your body, radiating from your heart, through your hands and your fingers and your eyes, the top of your head, embracing you, the circle of golden white light. Know, dear ones, you are always protected, guided with God's pure energy. Always. And on this special first day of this new year, focus God's pure love within you on any situation, any remnant of any situation, relationship in your life that you have felt no control over, or that you've lost your control over. simply shine God's love and light on it now. Surrendering your mental power to God's power within you now. Shine God's love through you on this situation, relationship now. Feel God's love anointing it now. Calling on God and your angels to bless the situation. Resolve the situation under grace now. For the highest and best good of all concerned. Feel divine love in you, working through it now. And know it is done. And now, raise your consciousness to dear Mother Earth, all beings of our home planet, right now. Shine God's love and light through you on Mother Earth. See this love. Circle her 3 times for this year, 2010. Radiating from your heart to the heart of Mother Earth, peace, harmony, and prosperity. With clear intention, we call on God to guide all beings to follow God's will now. God's will, higher consciousness, to embrace divine love and act from this place now for the highest and best good of all now under grace. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back inside you and your body temple. Acknowledging the power and presence of Mother, Father, God within you now. The power to transform all things under grace now. To live with this power of oneness now, the power of divine love. Hand in hand, most lovingly, welcome this new day, this new year, with faith, you and God are one. And so as we began, we breathe long, slow, gentle breaths, conscious that we are inspiring and we are inspired by our higher self, from our God self, with every breath. As we rise up from the sea of peace inside, feeling God's energy pumping through every cell and atom of our being, the electrical power of the universe, life force, full strength, vigor, becoming aware of your hands and feet. Squeeze your hands, your fingers and your toes ever so gently, waking the physical body again, breathing into your heart center, into your head. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. Welcome to this new, glorious year. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We are divine vessels of love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, and balance. I honor my higher self. I am child of God. We are, I am, that I am, one with God. I love you and Mother Earth. Thank you, God.
You are divine being of God. God bless, namaste, and happy new year.